This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran. Ila yawmiddin amma ba'd. Qala Allahu تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون وقال تعالى ادخلوا الجنة بما كنتم تعملون وقال الذين تتوفاهم الملائكة طيبين يقولون سلام عليكم ادخلوا الجنة بما كنتم تعملون. My dear respected friends, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. For several weeks we've been saying that we're going to be discussing the end of life, how a person, his or her state at the end of life should be when they feel that it may be their last few hours or last few days, the general state and dominant state, and also what others can do to assist them and help them. Because generally this is a time when people lose their senses sometimes, they don't know what to do because it's not something that we encounter every day. First and foremost, whenever a person is in sickness in general, and especially if they feel that their sickness is going to eventually lead to death, then their entire focus needs to be on abundantly seeking forgiveness. Because the lighter we leave this world with decreased burden or no burden of sin, the better we will be in the hereafter. Essentially, it's all about traveling light. We don't want to be bogged down and burdened by the sin and thus have to answer for too many things. So the main thing is that a person must, as much as possible, ask for abundant forgiveness, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving, and this is a state that reminds us of this. A person should be engaged in a lot of remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by reciting La ilaha illallah and other du'as. Also, repentance. Seeking forgiveness and repentance, realizing that now I am physically going back to Allah anyway, and thus I want to really, really, really feel remorse and make myself genuinely feel remorse over the sins that I may have committed, the life, the non-optimal life that I may have led in this world, and so on and so forth. The reason for this is that any sickness could lead to death, and especially those sicknesses that appear to be leading to death. And if the life ends on such good deeds of remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then فَإِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that actions are according to their end states. If your end state is good, then inshaAllah that gives a very good sign. Symbolically, it is very, very favorable. Of course, a person should make a will. And in this country, especially in London, people should definitely make wills. Firstly, just to fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the encouragement in the Sharia to do so. Number two, because especially in London, another intention should be to avoid the possibility of great problems leaving problems for your inheritors. There's massive tax implications if a person doesn't leave a will. Huge amounts of your estate will be taken away, and this obviously it's going to leave a very bad taste in the inheritors, and also to try to mitigate any problems that could be foreseen with regards to the inheritors. There's unfortunately so many situations where people die with lots of money, and all they leave behind really after they've gone is massive dispute where brothers and sisters stop talking to each other. In fact, they stop talking to their mother if the mother is left, or the father if the father is left. So these are things that a person should try to get in place beforehand. He should give final instructions about his debts if he has some. Tell his children and other people that, look, if I am to die, then please, even if I don't have any money, please do try to pay off on my behalf. Of course, if you have the money, you should actively try to pay off straight away, because you don't want to die with debt on your head, especially if you had the ability to pay it off, because that is clear oppression of the person you owe. And if you don't have the money, you don't have the means, then you try to encourage somebody, your children especially, or somebody else to be able to pay for this. Let the Prophet ﷺ said that لا يموتن أحدكم إلا وهو يحسن الظن بالله تعالى. The dominant state of a person at that time should be that he should think exceedingly well of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He should just feel very good about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the sense of his mercy and his compassion. The focus should be on that. Shaitan will try to bring various other ideas and sentiments in the mind, but a person just think well of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that none of you should die except that he thinks exceedingly well about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you do and you look forward to this, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be greatly merciful, because Allah loves to meet those that want to meet him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is extremely independent. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, relating from Allah, أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي, I am with my servant as he thinks of me. I am with my servant as he thinks of me. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. So let that be the dominant state of the heart. Hope should be predominant in the heart. Not fear. At this time, as long as we're doing our tawbah and istighfar and so on and so forth, not that we're still indulging in the dunya, and then we have hope, that's the wrong kind of hope. However, the hope here is hope for the forgiveness of sins, for receiving mercy and compassion from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That should be the predominant state. So a person should die thinking well of Allah's generosity, his mercy, and yearning to meet him. That's why the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man ahabba liqa'a Allahi ahabba Allahu liqa'ahu." Anybody who has this love to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a longing, Allah will also love to meet him. And anybody who kariha liqa'a Allah, whoever does not want, whoever has this dislike, oh, what am I going to do? I don't want to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we've never known Allah in our life. Then kariha Allahu liqa'ahu, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes to meet him. A believer at his death receives glad tidings. A decent believer, a good believer, will receive some kind of glad tidings at their death. So that it helps them to look forward, unlike the munafiq and the hypocrite. That's why for the believer, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them some glad tidings, their soul just wants to leap out of their body. Because Allah gives them that glad tiding, makes it easy. There may be physical pangs of death, but the spiritual state, the person is just well in tune. That's why Allah says in the Quran, "La khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun." These people have no fear, and they will not be saddened, they will not grieve. Allah says in Surah An-Nahl, "Alladhina tatawafahumul malaika," those who the angels take their life, "tayyibina," in an excellent state. Allahu Akbar. In an excellent state, Allah takes the angels take their life. يَقُولُونَ, they will be saying سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ, meaning the inhabitants of the heavens will be saying to them, the angels will be saying to them, سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ, peace be upon you, peace be upon you, peace be upon you. أُدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ, now you enter Jannah because of what you used to do in this world. Because of what you used to do in the world, now you enter Jannah. What a wonderful message. What a wonderful welcome. When you go to a hotel and other places, or you go to, you are a guest at somebody's house, from the initial image that you get, the initial welcome, it matters so much. When you go to somebody's house and they welcome you and you feel good, then the entire stay there would become better. And that's why good hotels invest hugely in the people they put at the front to welcome the people, the door people and so on, to just make it such a wonderful experience right from the beginning. All of that matters. Humans are very, very social, and they are impacted by everything around them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has thus prepared the best form of hospitality and the best form of welcome. What can be better than this? That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says in the Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ, that verily those people who say that our Lord is Allah, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, and then they remain steadfast as much as they can, تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, the angels will descend upon them and say to them, أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا, that you don't need to fear and you don't need to grieve. وَأَبْشِرُوا, and accept the glad tidings. Listen to the glad tidings of Jannah التي كنتم توعدون, that you used to be promised. That is the kind of message and welcome that they will get. This is just a wonderful state for the believer. The people who are ill, they should try to protect themselves physically at this time from as many impurities as possible. Because, you know, in that state, sometimes you may have a stroma bag, you may not be able to relieve yourself properly. Just try to stay as pure as possible and not in a state, and others should try to help them and to keep them clean and so on. Be careful at this time of missing prayers. You don't want to go from this world and your last prayers have been missed when you could have performed them. And subhanAllah, in our Sharia, in Islam, we can pray as long as you can move your head. So if you can't stand up and pray, then you sit and pray. If you can't sit and pray, then you lie down and pray. Literally with just movements of the head like this. Slight movement for ruku and a greater movement for sajda. Right? Until you can do that, you need to pray. Get somebody to help you. Do wudu. If you can't do wudu from somebody else, then just make tayammum. And there are, you don't want to die otherwise. Subhanallah. Because innama salatu imaduddin, the salat is the main pillar of faith. We want to go from this world showing that we have the greatest qualification. We've got the card. We've got the fulfillment of the condition. And of course, we should try to remind our disease like this. Unfortunately, some of our ill people, they've lost any kind of capacity to think for themselves. So one mustn't persist and push them too much that you must pray if they don't even understand what prayer is anymore. We do have some people who completely lost their mind. They don't think. Just sometimes they're in consciousness. Sometimes they can recognize you, while at other times they can't. So a person should take it easy with such people. But otherwise, we should try to encourage and facilitate for our disease like this. A person at this time, he should try to read as much of Surah Al-Ikhlas as possible. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدْ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ, which is a declaration of oneness of Allah, tawheed, exoneration from shirk. It's ikhlas. It's about really refining our understanding of our faith. Other du'as like La ilaha illa ant, Subhanak, inni kuntu min al-zalimin, La ilaha illa Allah, Wallahu akbar, La ilaha illa Allah, Wahdahu la sharika lah, Lahu al-mulku wa lahu al-hamd, Wala ilaha illa Allah, Wala hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Everything to do with the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of these adhkar, they need to be tantamount in our mind. The family should watch the one who is approaching death. They should reassure him. You see, the people who are surrounding it, the best person is the one who has righteous people around him when they are going to die. That man or woman who has good people around them that know how to deal in this state and that know what to preempt and that know what to say and encourage, that is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us such people around us. Not people who will be, subhanallah, just waiting for us to die. When is he going to die? When is it going to finish? He's been sick for 3 months. This has upset my entire schedule. Allahu Akbar. Can you imagine? Right? We don't want children like that. Subhanallah. Who wants children like that? Who we've worked hard to give everything to, and then they become so selfish because we didn't teach them anything else. And then on the last moments, they don't even want to come to see us. That's punishment in this world. That's seriously, I see that as punishment in this world, that your own children cannot help you in your illness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from that. So the family should be really supportive. They should be watching the person approaching death. Reassure them of the mercy of Allah, forgiveness, pardon. That should be the dominant theme. Don't worry, Allah is forgiving. That's what you have to remind people of. Our predecessors used to encourage this and they used to seek it for themselves. Keep encouraging them to say La ilaha illallah so that be their last word. Once they've said it once, then stop. Then you just read your own. Because that should be the last word they say. Once they've said it once, don't make them keep saying it again. Yes, if they then speak about something else, then make them try to encourage them to say it again afterwards. If the person whose last words are La ilaha illallah, they go to Jannah. People who are sitting around, they should read their own Quran. They should just calmly and softly read Quran to invoke the barakah. Every time the Quran is recited, the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends. The angels come and surround that gathering. This is mentioned in the hadith. That when people discuss the Quran, this is what happens. The Quran, subhanallah, is one of the most powerful tools that we have. Unfortunately, which we don't use as much as we should do. So recite Yasin. Yasin is a very powerful surah. So those people who are sitting around, get a Yasin and start reading Yasin. And remember that the Malakul Maut, the angel of death, is compassionate with believers. This is a time when Shaitan will come and try to create all sorts of issues. I can personally, a personal experience with a certain old person in our area when we went to see him. He was a person who'd probably read all of his 5 daily prayers as far as I can remember. Probably for the age that I am, he's probably been praying every single salat in the masjid. This is as far back as I can remember. And the amount of donation that he has given. Right? He was not an alim or anything like this, but he used to teach kids in the madrasa as well, I remember. But as far as back as I can remember, he's been praying 5 times salat in the masjid. And he died at a good old age, over 70 something. But I remember he is getting these weird thoughts. He's getting these strange thoughts. So then we have to remind him that, no, remember, you've done all of this sadaqah, don't worry about it. Because Shaitan wants you to think bad about Allah. He wants you to become depressed at this stage. So we must always remind him of their good deeds. We should have done good deeds. People can remind us of those good deeds. Because this is a time when the hope should be dominant. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. There's a lot more to this, but inshallah we'll cover that some other week. For this time, this much inshallah is enough. For us to build upon and to think about and to reflect on. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us and our loved ones a good sealing state at death. A good sealing state, a state in which they think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and want to meet Him, and Allah wants to meet us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.